The chief veterinary officer for the United States is confident mitigation strategies in place in the Caribbean are sufficient to keep African swine fever from moving from that region to the U.S. mainland. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
African swine fever, where it exists and what's at stake, was the focus of the first in a series of five African swine fever Action Week seminars yesterday. The Dominican Republic has been confirmed infected, but Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands remain free, and results of testing in Haiti are expected by early next week. U.S. Chief Veterinary Officer Dr. Jack Shear notes the Dominican Republic has had classical swine fever for many years, and mitigation strategies have prevented it from getting into either Puerto Rico or the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Many of you probably heard about our protection zone that we're putting in place. The protection zone is something new that the OIE has added to their chapters, just came out in May. It allows a country to choose an area of their country that they think is high risk, and to put certain mitigation factors in place in that area to protect that zone from infection. That's what we're doing with Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. So we're heightening our mitigations there to keep the disease out. But should the disease occur there, we want to protect the U.S. mainland. And that protection zone outlines and is designed to say the U.S. has mitigations and protections in place to prevent this disease from moving from Puerto Rico, should it occur, to the U.S. mainland. So you have mitigations to prevent movement from the Dominican Republic to the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. So we're protecting those territories, and we're putting protections in place to keep the disease from, should it happen in Puerto Rico or the U.S. Virgin Islands, to the mainland.
Dr. Shear is confident these mitigations will keep the virus out of the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico, but should they become infected, the protection zone will protect the U.S. mainland. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.